From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello VOA listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voanews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 475 kHz.
Here's the news first headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo conveys Vesak Day greetings to Buddhists. Minister Prabowo Subianto and Minister Li Shangfu share discussions to improve Indonesia-China defense cooperation. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Sunday conveyed Vesak Day greetings for all Buddhists and prayed that may all beings be happy. President Jokowi stated on his Instagram account at Jokowi, observed on Sunday. On Sunday morning, adherents of the Buddhist faith partook in a walking procession from Mendut Temple to Borobudur Temple to commemorate Vesak Day. They brought along the holy fire extracted from the Merapen site in Grobogan District, Central Java, and the holy water from the Umbul Jumprit site in Temanggung District, also in Central Java. During the procession, according to the Indonesian Buddhist Council Walubi Executive Board Head S. Hartati Murdaya, the holy fire represents energy for life, while water represents humility, purity, and serenity. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto met his Chinese counterpart Minister Li Shangfu at the Shangri-La Hotel in Singapore on Sunday to discuss improving defense cooperation between the two countries. The Indonesia-China relationship is strengthened through the annual bilateral meeting from known as the Defense Industry Cooperation Meeting, DICM. Several Chinese companies have established cooperation with Indonesian state-run defense companies such as PT ILN, PT Dirgantara Indonesia, and PT Dahana. Minister Prabowo hope that cooperation and friendship between the two countries can be maintained with the spirit of brotherhood and principle of mutual respect. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Human Development and Cultural Affairs, Muhajir Effendi, suggested an incentive provided for pilgrims who volunteered to accompany the elderly in the Hajj pilgrimage this year. The coordinating minister's suggestions is conveyed after witnessing that many elderly Hajj pilgrims are being accompanied by fellow pilgrims hailing from the same place of origin. He explained on Saturday that the trend followed Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Kolil Kumas' decisions not to allow the elderly to be accompanied by their own family members, and Indonesian Hajj officers will take over the duty. Effendi also conveyed President Joko Widodo's message for Hajj pilgrims to perform their ritual as well as possible and maintain their health, as not only all Muslim got the chance for Hajj this year. Let's move on to the international news, where a senior U.S. State Department officials arrived in Beijing on Sunday with meetings planned for the coming week as Washington seeks to boost communications with China at a time of tense relations between the two countries. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Daniel Krittenbrink will discuss key issues in the bilateral relationship during his visit to China, the State Department said in the statement on Saturday. He will be joined by the White House National Security Council Senior Director for China and Taiwan's Affairs, Sarah Barron, the statement said. India's Railway Board has recommended that the investigation into Friday's train crash, the deadliest in the country in more than two decades, be handed over to the country's federal investigation agency, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said on Sunday. Rescue workers completed operation on Sunday after the crash, with signal failures emerging as the likely cause of an accident that killed at least 275 people. Nearly 1,200 people were injured when a passenger train hit a stationary freight train, went off the tracks and hit another passenger train passing in the opposite direction in the eastern state of Odisha, near the district of Balasore. The dollar firms against major peers in Asian trading after a robust U.S. jobs report spurred traders to price in higher interest rates for longer. The Australian dollars erased early losses after a report showed a pickup in service activities in key trading partner China. The yuan also got a boost, while the Canadian dollar proved resilient, buoyed by a spike in crude oil prices. The visit to Vietnam by the Australian Governor General David Hurley in April and the ongoing visit by Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have created a new momentum for the Vietnam-Australia strategic partnership as the two countries are celebrating the 50th anniversary of their diplomatic relations this year, said President Pho Van Thong on Sunday in Hanoi at the reception for Prime Minister Albanese. Both leaders agreed to further political trust between the two countries and consider this an important basis for lifting bilateral relations to new heights. They also agreed to continue to support each other and cooperate closely at regional and global forums, especially the United Nations. Well, listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled World Environment Day and Plastic Waste. June 5, 2023 is the 50th World Environment Day. Over the past five decades, World Environment Day has developed into one of the world's largest global platforms for outreach on various environmental issues. Related to this, tens of millions of people in various parts of the world have participated online or directly involved in various real activities. World Environment Day 2023 carries the theme #BeatPlasticPollution. This theme aims to remind us all that human action to tackle plastic pollution will have an impact. According to the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, now is the time to accelerate and make the transition to a circular economy. Plastic, which started out as a brilliant invention about half a century ago, is today a burden on our planet. It is estimated that there are around 8 million tons of plastic waste dumped into the oceans every year in the world. Plastic entered Indonesia starting in 1952. At that time, plastic was considered an extraordinary invention full of benefits. However, several decades later, the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry noted that of the total national waste in 2021, which reached 68.5 million tons, 17% or as much as 11.6 million tons was contributed by the plastic waste sector. Indonesia is even listed as the second largest contributor of plastic waste in the world. Plastic waste in waters results in ecological and economic disturbances for fresh waters and marine waters. The problem is, plastic is difficult to be degraded or broken down by soil or water. It takes a very long time to decompose. In fact, it is estimated to be more than 100 years. This will certainly have bad consequences, including contamination of the soil, groundwater, and soil ecology. One way to deal with plastic waste is to improve a mutually beneficial business ecosystem. Currently, the Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Environment and Forestry and various related parties, are promoting the establishment of recycling posts or waste banks both in cities and villages. These posts work with factories or companies that collect and recycle or process plastic waste. Thus, the problem of plastic waste is not only resolved, but also can have economic value. It is hoped that in the future, Indonesia will continue to play a role and realize the call for the United Nations Environment Program to move towards a circular economy.
Not only dealing with plastic waste, but realizing the transition from the conventional economy, which tends to be exploitative of natural resources, or better known as the brown economy, to a green economy, which is considered clean and environmentally friendly. And listeners, that was commentary.
That was the news. I'm Nuga Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on June 5th with an event in 1967 about Six-Day War between Israel and three Arab countries. The Six-Day War was a war that took place from June 5th to 10th, 1967, between Israel and three Arab countries, namely Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. The Six-Day War ended after being mediated by the UN with the victory of the Israeli side. At the end of the war, Israel captured East Jerusalem, Gaza Strip, Sinai Peninsula, West Bank, and Golan Heights. The result of this war affected geopolitics of the Middle East region to this day. Let's move on to the event in 1974 when the World Environment Day was celebrated for the first time. The United Nations Conference on the Human Environment was held in Stockholm, Sweden from June 5 to 16, 1972. During the conference, the UN General Assembly designated 5 June as the World Environment Day. Environment Day was celebrated for the first time in 1974 with the theme Only One Earth. This commemoration highlights the issues of environmental protections and health as a major issues affecting people's well-being and economic development worldwide. We end today in history with an event in 1981 when AIDS was reported for the first time. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS, is a collection of symptoms and infections or syndromes that arise due to damage to the human immune system due to infection with a human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, a virus that weakens immunity in the human body. On June 5, 1981, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published an article in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report describing 5 cases of a rare lung infection, PCP, in healthy young gay men in Los Angeles. The article publication is now referred to as the beginning of the report on AIDS. Listener, that was Today in History.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu rasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs is holding the Indonesia Maju Expo and Forum 2023 exhibition at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah from June 1st to 4th, 2023. The exhibition aimed to promote regional economic revival internationally. Director of Economic, Social and Cultural Resilience, Directorate General of Politics and Governance General of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Aang Witarsa Rofik, Thursday revealed the exhibition activities with the theme Economic Transformation and Nationalism for Sustainable Indonesia are intended to support micro, small and medium enterprises through the Proud of Made in Indonesia national movement. Aang Witarsa said the Ministry of Home Affairs supported national economic recovery by strengthening the use of domestic products with the Proud Love and Use Indonesian Product Scheme 2045. Aang Witarsa said that the exhibition, featuring local products from each province in Indonesia, was expected to raise a tiered national economy starting from the micro to macro scale. The event was also attended by Acting Deputy for Coordination of Macroeconomics and Finance of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ferry Irawan. In his remarks, he appreciated the efforts to revive the local economy as a national synergy in accessing the global market. He assessed the revival of MSMEs is the key to driving national growth. According to him, in post-COVID-19 pandemic, the global economy is still in a dynamic condition, such as activities as the Indonesian Maju Forum and Expo 2023 are considered to encourage domestic economic recovery. Therefore, he hopes that the Ministry of Home Affairs encouragement for the MSMEs will also be able to create global market access, which is very possible to do.
Terindah rasa cinta di hati. yang telah terbina, jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Tapi gimana, aku pun tak mengerti mengapa rasa itu tak pernah ada.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to the city of Tulung Agung in East Java, which is not only famous for its marble production, but also for having beautiful beaches. One of them is Popoh Beach. Popoh Beach is located on Jalan Raya Pantai Perigi Street, Besole Village, Besuki District, Tulung Agung, East Java. This beach is a prime tourist spot in the city of Tulung Agung, which is only about 30 kilometers and takes about an hour drive from the city center. If you are at Popoh Beach, it feels like something is missing if you don't try the culinary delights. Around Popoh Beach, there are many stalls that provide delicious seafood, such as food made from shrimp and crab. You will definitely be addicted to its taste. Most of the stalls around Popoh Beach, the cooking process still uses traditional methods such as cooking with a stove with charcoal and, of course, with special spices. On the way back from Popoh Beach, you will also pass Campur Darat Sub-District. Campur Darat Sub-District is the center of the largest marble craftsmen in Indonesia. You can also buy souvenirs in various interesting shapes, and all of them are made of marble. If you still want to be on Popoh Beach, you can stay at hotels or inns around Popoh Beach, Tulung Agung, East Java, Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku, kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku, kau katakan pada aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, oh, oh. Kau aku dari masa laluku, kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Agriculture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about the ferry. The ferry, which means on the ferry. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Cuaca Hari Ini Cerah. Cuaca Hari Ini Cerah, which means the weather today is bright. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sor Tauli, Chris' vlog community friend on the ferry. Chris describes the weather at that time. Let's listen to the conversation.
Cuaca hari ini cerah. Sepertinya tidak akan hujan.
Tidak seperti kemarin, mendung sepanjang hari.
Padahal sekarang sedang musim kemarau ya.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expression related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Cuaca, cuaca, which means weather. Hari ini, which means today. Cerah, cerah, which means bright or sunny. Cuaca hari ini cerah. Cuaca hari ini cerah, which means the weather today is bright. Sepertinya, sepertinya, which means apparently. Tidak akan hujan, tidak akan hujan, which means not going to rain. Kemarin, kemarin, which means yesterday. Mendung, mendung, which means cloudy. Sepanjang hari, which means all day long. Musim kemarau, which means dry season. In the conversation, you hear the sentence cuaca hari ini cerah. Cuaca hari ini cerah, which means the weather today is bright. In the sentence, there is the word cerah, cerah, which means bright. The word cerah is used by Chris to describe the weather marked by bright sky and not cloudy. Let's listen to the other examples to describe weather. Hujan. Hujan, which means rainy. Kemarin hujan lebat. Kemarin hujan lebat. Yesterday it rained heavily. Berawan, berawan, which means cloudy. Langit berawan pagi ini. Langit berawan pagi ini, which means the sky is cloudy this morning. In Indonesia, there are only two seasons, namely dry seasons and rainy seasons. Usually, dry season lasts from April to September, and rainy season usually lasts from October to March. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Cuaca hari ini cerah. Sepertinya tidak akan hujan.
Tidak seperti kemarin, mendung sepanjang hari.
Padahal sekarang sedang musim kemarau ya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Benarkah rasa tak terungkap?
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Maafkan by Pandika Kamajaya featuring Dapur Music Project. The song Maafkan, which in English means forgive, was released in 1990, popularized by Slank, an Indonesian band. The song tells about a woman who comes in the life of a man who is experiencing a sense of disappointment. The woman comes with a million feelings that can cure the disappointment. However, the disappointment that has been buried for a long time made the man vent his anger on the woman. Finally, the man realizes and regrets his wrong attitude and tries to apologize to the woman who has been so kind to him. Well, listener, here is Pandika Kamajaya featuring Dapur Music Project with the song Maafkan. Enjoy.
Kau datang padaku saat ku luka, luka dengan sejuta kecewa yang lepaskan tubuhku rembukan dada, namun lembut pelaimu balutkan luka. Kau kecup bibirku saat ku buat luang dengan sesaknya asmara, yeah, yang membuatku muntah. Lepaskan dendam, namun hangat bibirmu redakan luka. Maafkanlah aku.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.